Houston Texans win 6 in a row. First place heading into the bye week. 6-3 on the season. Bill O'Brien meeting with the media live right now. We go out there on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Well, being on the practice squad, being on the 53, he's fought hard to be where he's at. He's earned the right to play a lot of football. He's tough. He understands how we want to play. He works his butt off, and you know, we really like having him on the team.
For much of the season, there are a lot of 3-3 teams, 3-4 teams, 3-5 teams.
Yeah.
And there's some separation now. You know, Patriots, Chiefs. You feel like you guys can get up into that upper echelon, be a top team this year if you continue to maximize things these last 6 or 7 games?
There's a lot of things we need to do better, and that's what I'm saying. You know, I think that we've done a great job getting back to the point where we're at now, but in order for us to be, you know, where we want to be, there's so many things we need to do better. You know, whether it's, you know, obviously running the ball, throwing, you know, the passing game being more consistent from a protection, from a route standpoint, the running game being more consistent. I think on defense, you know, eliminating X plays, you know, Denver had a couple plays over 25 yards in the game, you know, things like that. You know, continuing to play well on special teams is going to be big. And so I think there's a lot of areas for us to improve, and you know, those teams that you mentioned are having great years. And I think, you know, look, we've done a great job of coming back from where we were, but we got a long way to go. Thanks.
It's Texans head coach Bill O'Brien on Sports Radio 610.
All right. Just from the couple things I heard from there, I mean, nothing. He didn't say anything that we already didn't know. A, running game's got to get better. B, they're happy. You know, but they're far from satisfied, and they got a long way to go.
I think they need to. They're going to be attacked by tight ends ad nauseum now.
Isn't that a Cunningham thing, though?
That might be a Cunningham thing, but Cunningham, remember the first couple of games, was attacked as well. Remember, he was having trouble in pass coverage against tight.
The Giants game was real rough.
Going to be like, you know, it's all on film, right? So that's going to be the thing that every team's going to come. That Heuerman guy or whatever. He had like 10 catches in his previous 5 games and then had 10 catches yesterday.
Well, and in fairness to Zach Cunningham on the first week, I mean, it was Gronkowski. All right, so
that's true.
Gronkowski's made a lot of people look bad, so I'm not gonna eat up Zach Cunningham.
But then
for
Giants too.
The Giants was you got to play better than that, because again it wasn't even Evan Engram that beat you up.
All I'm saying
in
is prepare for tight ends, because they're going to be attacking the middle of the field. Hey, don't let the safeties off the hook. They're good. They played decent football. Justin Reed, we're just talking about, but that's a safeties thing in coverage.
Well, on the touchdown, I mean, McKinney did everything you'd want to do except something important, which is kind of look at the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, he was stride for stride on that touchdown, but he didn't look for the ball. By the way, something else that O'Brien said, the reports came out yesterday that Deontay Foreman will return to practice this week. He said still to be determined.
Jeez.
He's got a lot of serious fire under Foreman's butt right now. I don't know what it is with B.O.B. and Foreman, but he wants this kid to come back stronger than he is right now.
Well, I mean, you didn't.
No, he's giving him the what you call it treatment.
You didn't draft a running back because of him.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you know, in today's NFL, you can get, as we've seen, look at AKA Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook, and Kareem Hunt. Okay, you can get top starter flight running backs in the 3rd and 4th round. Texans didn't do that this year. Why? Because you had Deontay Foreman coming back. Because you felt good enough with a triumvirate of Deontay, Lamar and Alfred Blue, that you could make some hay. And oh, by the way, we talked about the Jimmy Williams injury, and somebody texted this in. Jimmy Williams blew out his Achilles on December 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 2 weeks after Deontay Foreman.
After.
Okay, he blew his AC or Achilles 2 weeks after Deontay Foreman. And he's been playing almost the entire season. I think actually he came back after serving a 4-game suspension. All right, so point is, Jimmy Williams has been back and playing cornerback, and has been playing at a pretty damn high level too as well. So, no. Deontay needs to get his butt in gear, because again, he is going to be needed when he comes back, and that's one more playmaker that you can add to a running back group that's been this year.
You want a 30-second aside on Rockets' big news?
Jimmy Butler.
Bigger.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Okay.
The Rockets are in discussions with former assistant coach Jeff Bezdelic to bring him back.
Thank you. I mean, thank you.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
I'll just go ahead and tell you what I already know about what happened. I'll just tell you. I've talked to
It's a Carmelo thing.
And this is not from who you would think it's from.
Yeah.
This is from somebody else that works within the organization. What happened with the Jeff Bezdelic thing is Jeff Bezdelic went overseas with the Rockets a few weeks before the season. He trained with them. He got ready for it. He's the guy who's in charge of the defense. He's in charge of Mike D'Antoni's defense. Came back, went to management, and asked for a raise.
Mm-hmm. Because he's going to have to deal with all this.
Carmelo Anthony, who got him fired in the early 2000s when he was head coach of the Nuggets, mm-hmm. and management, despite the fact they're throwing money around like it's free mints at a restaurant, management said no to giving Bezdelic a raise. Rockets, one of the worst defenses in the league right now, and they're on their knees trying to bring him back.
He called their bluff.
He called their bluff. And was this a...
And won, apparently, allegedly, reportedly.
Well, he's getting ready to. Was mm-hmm. this a deal where you think D'Antoni finally came in and said, listen, you guys, if you guys... Is this a situation where D'Antoni, who, listen, and is a hell of a human being... Where he came in Daryl Morey, or did he maybe he went to, I think he's professional enough where I think he went to Daryl Morey first and said, listen, mm-hmm. all right, I told you I didn't want Carmelo Anthony, but I said, you know what, I'll be a pro and we'll take him in, all right? But you guys decided you want to be cheap, you know, be cheapskates all of a sudden and decide you don't want to pay my man Jeff Bezdelic. Look how that's gotten us so far,
mm-hmm.
all right? So quit being ass and give me my guy back, all right? I mean, at the end of the day... Okay, I mean, how much more did he want? Half a mil?
Half a mil? Who knows? He's worth
getting
it.
I mean, it's. I mean, at the,
well, here's the thing. Now he's got all the leverage. They're like trying to get him back. He's like, okay, here's the deal.
Oh, there you go. He's getting paid and then some.
Here's
all
the
right?
deal.
Which again, you saw, and I watched the Rockets. I missed the game Saturday night against the Bulls.
They
but
won
I watched,
both. I thought they were going to lose them.
They
both.
Did. They did win both games. Mm-hmm. But let's call it what it is, man. I mean, they gave up 106-107 points or whatever it was. I mean, they made. I'll tell you what, if I'm D'Angelo Russell's agent, I'm playing that Rockets game on a loop for whatever team I'm going to in negotiations and just saying, listen, this is what my guy's capable of in the National Basketball Association. Mm-hmm. They let him, I mean, he looked like freaking Scottie Pippen. By the way, I loved your Scottie Pippen take over the weekend. How are you going, talk about just egg on your face, mm-hmm. okay? Your chick leaves you, cheats on you with Future. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Okay. You take her back, and then she files for divorce on you. I mean, listen, I still will always have a special place in my heart for Scottie Pippen, the basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, oh, he's still not. No. Scottie Pippen is still one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
Such a good.
Forget what you say what you want. But his post-basketball. Is there anybody that's had a more embarrassing post-basketball career? I mean, I'm sure there
have
been.
Maybe Lamar Odom.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, one more thought on Bezdelic reportedly are trying to
it's
come
a good
back.
Tease, by the way.
No, he's coming back. It's for sure.
It's for sure?
100%.
This says something about D'Antoni and his staff just kind of throwing up their hands. You know, they had to go to Daryl Morey or Fertitta or something and say, we got to get this guy back.
Well, but
you know,
I think.
Because we're getting overwhelmed defensively right now.
Well, that but in fairness to them, do you really think that they thought a month before the season he was mm-hmm. going to bounce? I mean, could you imagine what the Texans would?
Well, they knew the relationship.
They were told.
They knew the relationship.
They were told.
No, no, but
he asked for a raise.
No, I understand that. But my point is that no, but he went overseas with them. I mean, it's not like he was just sitting there with his hands, you know, his arms crossed, saying, "I'm not doing anything until I get paid."
And then when someone that important comes up to you and says, "I want a raise," you give him a raise.
No, I'm with you 110%. All I'm saying is,
I question the priorities. I'm glad they're doing the right thing right now. But I question the priorities of the current state of the franchise to not understand how important this guy is.
Yeah.
You already undermined your coach by bringing in Carmelo. The assistant has an even worse pass with Carmelo. When he goes and says that he wants a raise, give him the damn raise.
Well,
I don't know if it's Morey. I don't know if it's Fertitta. But you're willing to throw out all this money for Carmelo Anthony and pay luxury taxes and bring in Jimmy Butler. Value what's actually important, which is your damn coach.
Mm-hmm. Here, this does not surprise. Listen. This does not surprise me at all. All right. When you're talking, and I've seen it on a much smaller scale. All right. I mean, welcome to the corporate world. This is what the corporate world does. All right. And now that I think Tillman is operating with a little more corporate minded sense mm-hmm. in this. He felt like, okay, I'm going to say what the sum is bigger than the parts. Right. And so I think in his mind, and we've talked about how much, you know, things have changed a little bit since Tillman Fertitta has taken over and how much input has he had, in the whole there. And you've said it yourself, and I'm with you 110%. Daryl Morey has gotten a little too big for his britches.
He's gotten a little bit.
He's reading the press clippings.
He's reading the press clippings a little bit, loving the social media.
Talk about, he might be the real Kiki, in this town. Okay. He might be the real Kiki because he's all up in his own feelings. They really thought, you know what? We don't need Jeff Bezdelic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've got enough of
we got Carmelo now again.
Well, that and maybe with enough of the supporting staff mm-hmm. that between those guys, we'll save some money in the long run because we're going to go into luxury tax, and whether it was worth him saving that money, we'll make up for it in some form or fashion. It's okay. This happens. Right. I'm telling you, this happens all the time. Where you know you cut somebody out because you think okay we can make it work without him. Guess what? Clearly, you cannot. And the one thing we've learned about the National Basketball Association, I think, is becoming more and more prevalent. Is you know what you almost have to have two coaches nowadays.
Well, here's the second point, and just real quick, just him coming back doesn't mean it's going to work. I mean, he's a defensive mastermind, but is it going to work with this mix of players? You know, no reason Obama would take and Carmelo.
What does that tell the team, though?
Yeah.
These guys are all professional enough to know, mm-hmm. okay, listen, and you can't tell me that they haven't talked to him already about it. Mm-hmm. And if you heard that, Landry, you can't tell me that those guys didn't know that as well. So, little Rockets news sprinkled in there for you. Jeff Bezdelic is going to be back on the bench, and everybody's feeling pretty good about that. All right, coming up next, the Texans, their schedule, 7 games after this bye week. I don't think this bye week could have come at a better time. If you don't believe me, ask Justin Reed. He'll tell you himself. 7 games left, and some of the records of the top 4 teams in AFC might surprise you to know what their record has been over these last 6 weeks as far as the opponents they've played. May make you feel a little bit better about this alleged, well, the Texans haven't played anybody argument. I'll tell you why that's null and void next. Don't go anywhere. It's Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.